Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Friday evening as off-season stuff keeps going rolling right along for the Atlanta Falcons. Mandatory minis coming up on the 13th of the month. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to a former Falcons player. Chris Draft is joining us here. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Chris Draft. He's the founder of the Chris Draft Family Foundation. You can check out all of his work at ChrisDraft.org. And Chris, as we are in the month of June, it is Cancer Survivors Month, and obviously you guys are doing a lot of good work with your organization.
Yeah, this is a big month. You know, June is Cancer Survivors Month, but June 4th was Cancer Survivors Day, and so that this month is a reminder and an opportunity for us to make sure that my wife who passed from lung cancer in December of 2011, but throughout her journey, that she knew that she was not alone. She knew that there were people that were standing there with her, and she knew that there was hope. Even though it didn't turn out like we wanted it, she knew that there was hope. And so in this month, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, lung cancer, like all the other cancers, that the people know that they matter, know that they are not alone, and know that there's hope.
Chris, let's talk a little Falcons football with you here. You know, you came to the Falcons at a very transitional time in the organization, as Arthur Blank was taking over, Mike Vick was about to be drafted in 2001. Do you see some similarities about, you know, how this organization has completely changed and new coach moving on from Matt Ryan and things like that to when you first came to the Falcons?
Well, I think definitely in terms of transition, you see that the Falcons had success in 1998 when I came in, and it was this natural transition from Chris Chandler to Mike Vick. And with that, just natural players kind of turning over. But the recipe is very similar. And I think when people look at this game right now and look at the Falcons team, is that we've got to run the ball. We've got to run the ball. I mean, as great as Matt Ryan is statistically and where he's had tremendous success, it really came, the success came with when they ran the ball well, right? Defense has to be tenacious, getting after the ball. So I'm excited in that there's more of just a transition back to what the Falcons have done when we've won.
Do you look at this defense as, you know, look, Jesse Bates, Calais Campbell, Caden Ellis, David Onyemata. I mean, they've really transformed the personnel on this defense. Do you think that this can be a top 10 defense when all is said and done?
Well, I think they have a chance to. But the key is making sure they're playing together. I think Calais is going to do a great job in making plays that people don't even see. He's going to be making plays in the locker room of really challenging guys to understand this is, you know, what does it take to be a champion, right? This is a guy that, you know, on the practice field, in the locker room, outside, you know, is going to help all of the defensive guys, and really the whole team understand that they have to be focused. They have to be together if we want to be a great team.
Former Falcons linebacker Chris Draft joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, the Falcons decided to move on from a Rashawn Evans, and, you know, you were the kind of player that was a high-volume tackling player, a high-volume tackling linebacker, and that's kind of what Rashawn Evans is. And I'm not comparing necessarily games, but just you were that high-volume impact kind of guy. When you look at a Troy Anderson, and I know he's in his second year, but do you think that he can fill that role that you would have been back in the day, or Rashawn Evans, you know, was for this team last year? Can he be that kind of high-volume kind of tackling machine?
Well, I will say that I hope that he's able to be that guy, but the other side is, do I want him to be just a complete tackling machine? I would say not as much a tackling machine, because we want to have more balance, right? That we want to be able to have a balance, again, of running the ball, being able to eat up some of the clock so the defense can be strong and fresh. So regardless of who's there and who's there now, it's more about making sure that they're fresh, coming, hunting, and then making impact tackles. Not just making tackles, but making those ones that make the bends go, whoa!
Chris, you know, you got a chance to play with Mike Vick, and obviously, you know, he was a young quarterback and hadn't played a massive amount of football. I mean, he came out after a couple of years and hadn't thrown a lot of passes and such. But when you look at a Desmond Ridder, who's a guy that 4 years won a ton of football games at Cincinnati, really elevated that program, played against the best competition, you know, when it came to some of the bowl games as far as Georgia, Alabama, and this, that, and you know, the other. How valuable is that experience that you get in college where you can, you know, again, you stayed for 4 years, you hone your craft? How much better can guys come in the league being when they have all of that college experience?
Well, I think it definitely helps, you know, because you the more that you see, you know, the more plays that you have under your belt, the more you have a, you know, kind of this database to be able to go back to. But that transition to the NFL is still a huge transition, and so I'm excited for this year for him, and I'm excited because they put some pieces around that are going to make it where he doesn't have to do it by himself. That as long as he stays within himself, that there should be some tremendous success on the offensive side of the ball.
Was there, when you played, when you got to go up against a young quarterback and you were kind of looking at a guy in his eyes and, you know, again, he's maybe a rookie or in his second year, was there something that told you whether or not this guy had it or this guy didn't have it? I mean, not so much specific players, but just were there things that you were looking for when you went up against a young quarterback?
Yeah, it's really their how they respond to adversity, right? So everybody's going to have a bad play. Everybody's going to have, you know, there's going to be a tip ball interception. There's going to be a play that you miss, you know, maybe somebody that's wide open. And I think, you know, a lot of times you can't see it on a TV copy or even some of our tape, you know, that we watch. But do they put their head down? You know, what is their body language as it relates to that? So I think that's a, that's the key type of thing. But also, you know, right now, what you're going to want to do is you want to stop the run. You want to make it where the game has to come through him, and if that's the case, again, that's what the mindset is. If that's the case, then he has to say, well, come on, bring it on. If it has to come through me, I've got to make decisions. Hey, that's fine with me. I know my guys, and I can get the ball to them.
Chris, you know, when you look at a guy like Arthur Smith, I mean, he's a guy that I feel like is a coach that has a great understanding of offensive football, but just, you know, when you watch him operate, I mean, there haven't been as many times that we've had an advantage on the sidelines. I feel like Arthur Smith is a guy who really gives us an advantage week in, week out with his sideline play or just, you know, play calling and such. How good of a coach do you think Arthur Smith is, and what do you see in him that makes him good?
Well, I think he's got some tools right now. What do we say? We got some horses right now to work with. And so I think the key of his ability to call plays that really maximize the skill that is back there. I mean, you got a first-round running back that is an absolute game-changer. You've got a guy in Tyler Allgeier that went over 1,000 yards. You from a Patterson to, you know, like there are – from London, you know, like guys that are some playmakers. So the key is how do you call those plays to make it where we get the ball, spread it around, and move the ball down the field and score?
Was it tough to play against teams that want to run the football as much as what the Falcons do? I mean, when you have offensive linemen basically just coming north and south right at you, how difficult was it playing against offensive linemen that, you know, were just kind of running downhill at you and against, you know, run very heavy run offenses?
Well, I would say back in the day, the teams ran more. I think that's a huge advantage in this game, the way that it's laid out now, because it's so much pass first. So, you know, when you come and try to punch somebody in the mouth, I mean, you know, that's what training camp was. You know, that's what we were doing. We were running leads. We were coming downhill, but that's not, you know, it's more RPO at times and not just running right at you. So I think there's a huge advantage to that, running the ball and really wearing the team down, because that, it's not exactly what they see week in and week out. And so you actually have seen that where there's teams that have advantages where, you know, when they're able to run that ball strong, it's somehow in that second half, it's like, goodness gracious, they keep coming. And there's that real opportunity, especially with Bijan right now. Bam, all of a sudden you're hit it, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 to the house.
Former Falcons linebacker Chris Draft joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, how much more complex are defenses now than even when you played? I mean, it just seems like that there are so many different things, that so many personnel groups that these defenders get themselves into. Is it kind of a whole new world when you look at NFL defenses now, or is it still, you know, kind of the same basic philosophies?
Well, I would say the defense has always been one that matches up on the offense. So it's really different because the offenses have gone to more three wide receivers because they've gotten more exotic in what they do. It makes it where the defense have to adjust. And so now you're in nickel, you're in dime, but then also even if I'm at nickel, you're maybe bringing a guy that's more of a DB more so than a linebacker, and then finding ways to be able to pressure out of different things. So, I would say it's not that it's so much more complex, but because the offenses are giving something different, that means that you're going to see a different kind of attack. When we know that, you know, you got to get after the quarterback, you got to make them uncomfortable, and if you can do that, a lot of good things usually happen down the field.
Now, Chris, I gotta ask. I mean, it is a different world as far as how the NFL practices and even training camp, and obviously with the expanded regular season, there's one less preseason game now. I mean, when you look at this, I mean, I talk to Randy McMichael all the time, and he kind of laughs about the idea of, you know, guys don't really hit in practices anymore. Guys don't really go through two-a-days in training camp anymore. I mean, you know, you almost kind of have to chuckle, don't you, that, you know, guys have it a lot easier than you guys did.
I just didn't want to laugh over what you were saying, but I was over here laughing to myself because it is absolutely different. But it's the game evolving. I mean, you know, the guys are in such great shape because of the offseason. There's really a question of, is it really worth it to go and bang in two-a-days? I mean, to be able to get in shape. They don't need it. They're already in shape. And then the other side was, it probably looked at the metrics because that's a big thing, and you realize that we would get injuries at the beginning, like say the first day of camp, some hamstrings because we pushed somebody a little bit hard, or you would get after a few days kind of somebody's body breaking down and you get injuries there. And when you're paying guys the amount of money that they're paying them right now, they say, if we're going to get somebody hurt in practice, I'm getting my Allen Iverson practice. No, if they're going to get hurt, they're going to get hurt in the game, going out there making plays and getting after it. But if they're in shape, we don't need to get them in shape, and we definitely don't need to put them in situations where they're getting bodies beat up and where there's no real benefit.
Chris, last question for you. I mean, do you think the NFL – I mean, you know, look, with an expanded regular season, and yes, they did take away a preseason game for all of it, but does the league do enough to protect its players? I mean, you know, again, money drives everything, and you mentioned about the idea of, you know, trying to go less contact and things like that. Do you think the league has moved in a much more positive direction as far as player safety and trying to protect player health?
You know, the crazy thing is that they're always making changes. They're constantly making changes. It's just that, you know, not everybody knows this is a So there's been a lot of changes that have made the game safer and safer and safer. And, you know, again, all they can do is just evolve to it at the end of the day. This is a violent game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a violent game. So you can only make it so safe. Right, we're going to go out, and you know you're going to get hit in the head, maybe not directly, maybe don't get speared, a la Chad Kota back in the day trying to spear wide receivers over the middle in the head. You can't target them and just flat out just try to hit them. You can't Deacon Jones head slap them. A lot of these, you know, when we talk about old school, a lot of the things that were done back in the day just weren't safe. And the NFL has evolved from that. I mean, I think, unfortunately, at times, they can be very quick with some of the unsportsmanlike conduct. But at the same time, that's the balance. Being able to make the game safer is being able to put more rules, and you've got to be able to call them and enforce them.
He is the founder of the Chris Draft Family Foundation, and he can be found on his personal Twitter page, at Chris Draft. And check out his website, chrisdraft.org, and find out all the good work that he is doing. And Chris Draft joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Chris, as always, man, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes here in the ATL. And listen, be safe, be well, and continued success in the work that you're doing.
Hey, man, thank you. I'm just wondering what these Falcons do, man. They rock.
That's right, baby. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.